by the causeless mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga, we have this evening come to Prem Sarovar. Is everyone able to hear? Is there anyone who cannot hear properly? Wherever we go in Sri Braj Dham, countless pastimes of pure love are taking place. Prem Sarovar is one of the very, very sacred, worshipable places of Sri Braj Bhumi. This lake is filled with the tears of the love of the hearts of Sri Radharani and Sri Krishna. The tears of their heart's love merge together to form Prem Sarovar. One day, Sri Radharani and Sri Gopinath sat together on a beautiful throne, surrounded by their loving sakis. At that time, a large black bumblebee, honeybee, was buzzing around Sri Radharani's lotus feet. And then that honeybee, bumblebee, began to hover around her lotus face, thinking it to be the sweetest of all lotus flowers. Srimati Radharani was feeling some disturbance by this bumblebee buzzing around her and around her and around her, drinking the nectar of her beauty. It was at that time that Lord Sri Krishna gave indication to Madhu Mangal, who picked up stick and chased that bumblebee, chased it into the forest and far away. Sometime later, Madhu Mangal returned very happily and proudly, proclaiming that Madhusudan is gone. I have chased Madhusudan away and he will never return. Madhusudan is a name for bumblebee. It is also a name for Shyamasundar. When Srimati Radhika heard that Madhusudan has gone away and he will never return, although Shyamasundar was sitting right at her side, she felt intense agony of loving separation. This anguish of separation reached such an intense height of ecstatic love that she was weeping, uncontrollably weeping. Her hairs were standing on end. Her limbs were trembling. Her voice was choked up as she cried, "Hey Govinda, hey Govinda, hey Prananath, where have you gone? Where have you gone? Hey Krishna, hey Krishna." Crying, 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 incessant tears flowing from her eyes. She fell to the ground, weeping incessantly. Krishna, seeing the intensity, the purity of the ecstatic love of Srimati Radharani for him, lost control. Seeing her love so much stimulated his ecstatic love that he was crying in separation from Srimati Radharani, "Hey Radhe, hey Radhe, where have you gone?" Torrents and torrents and torrents of tears were flowing from his eyes. His limbs trembled and he fell to the ground. Seeing this unbelievable sight of loving exchanged, Prem Vaichitra, all of the Sakis were weeping and they all fell to the ground unconscious. All of the stones melted. The trees were weeping. Even the animals were weeping and falling to the ground. But then two parrots, Sri Radha's parrot and Sri Krishna's parrot, chanted the holy names of Radha and Krishna very sweetly into their ears. And Srimati Radharani and Lord Sri Krishna awakened and gazed at one another in deep spiritual love. The incessant torrents of tears that Radha and Gopinath shed merged together to form Prem Sarovar. Separation in union. Prem Vaichitya. The ecstasy that they experienced here, especially the ecstasy that Srimati Radharani manifested here, is not possible for anyone else because she has the exclusive proprietorship of the supreme state of Mahabhav. Even Krishna cannot fathom the ecstasy of Radha's love. Even Krishna is thinking that I am Rasaraj, I am Ras Bihari, I am the reservoir of all loving exchanges. But the love that Radharani feels when she experiences my love is tens of millions of times greater than my own. What is the nature of her love? What is it that she experiences when she tastes the sweetness of my love? And what is the happiness she feels? For this reason, Lord Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya to taste the sweetness of Radharani's love. In subject of love, the love of the devotee conquers the object of love. Sri Radha and Krishna, in the Leela of Prem Sarovar, conquered each other with their feelings of spiritual love. And they have left that love in the form of the tears of their hearts for all of us to come to worship. By hearing this narration, we can bathe our hearts in the tears of their love. And by taking our bath in a humble and sincere state of mind, we can offer our bodies in a spirit of surrender to their mercy. Their mercy is their love. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained, when love of God manifests toward conditioned souls, it appears as compassion, mercy. Sri Radharani's incessant, infinite, supreme love for Krishna, when directed toward the fallen souls, is the supreme compassion. And that compassion of Srimati Radharani's love is our only hope. It is the only power that can free us from the shackles of Maya. And it is that love, that compassion of Srimati Radharani that is flowing through the Guru Parampara. It is that compassion of Srimati Radharani that has manifested in such a munificent way as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And spread throughout the world through the heart of our most beloved, worshipable Master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. When Lord Sri Krishna saw the infinite intensity of Radharani's love, feeling separation even when sitting beside him, he was thinking that even when I am beside Sri Radhika, her separation is so intense. Better if I go to Mathura and Dwarka. Because then in her separation, when she sees the tamal tree, or she sees any object, the peacock feather, then she will remember me. And she will feel my presence so deeply and feel pacified. Also, Krishna saw in Srimati Radharani that his presence in his bhava expansion within the heart of his devotees in the spirits of separation is so deep, it awakens such profound states of love that there is nothing that can compare to it. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Lord Krishna told Satyabhama Devi in Dwarka that the love of Sri Radha and Gopis in Vrindavan, their love in separation from me is so deep. They are embracingly and worshipping me with their love in the innermost core of their hearts. There's nothing higher. Even if I return to Vrindavan, I cannot give them a higher experience of my love than they are feeling now in separation. Prem Srova represents Both Sambhog and Vipralamba, separation and union, simultaneously manifesting in a profound ecstasy that only Sri Sri Radha and Krishna can share. This very deep, profound subject matter is so very, very far above our capacity to understand properly. But we hear it, and we understand, at least to some tiny extent, what Lord Chaitanya and what Srila Prabhupada are giving us. A position as the servant of the servant of the servant of these supreme loving affairs of Radha Govinda. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that Srimati Radharani is like the creeper that is embracing Shyam Sundar. And the Sakis, the Gopis, the Manjaris, and all the associates are like the flowers on that creeper. Even though they may not be directly engaging in personal pastimes with Krishna in this way, the highest ecstasy, the same ecstasy of Radharani in quality, she shares with all those connected to her in her loving service to Govinda. Thus Mahaprabhu taught, nothing higher than servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Radharani. And we come to Prem Sarovar to honor and worship Sri Radha Govinda and pray for their mercy and chant their holy names. Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Hare.
With great sincerity, humility and gratitude, let us bow our heads. Let us offer our heads, which means offer our lives, in the dust of this holy place, and pray to be genuine, sincere in our desire to offer loving service at the lotus feet of Radha, Krishna, and the Vaishnavas as the exclusive aim of our lives. Let us pray and long and beg that Sri Radha Govinda's affection upon us, coming through the mercy of the Guru and Vaishnavas, may free us forever from the shackles of false ego and useless material attachments. Let us pray that we could offer our life and dive deeply deeply into pure, the ocean of pure, unalloyed devotional service for their pleasure. Thank you very much. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe.